he experiences this big, really large-scale earthquake. And at first, he's in Valdivia, and he doesn't really see the effects of it. And then he moves to Concepcion, and he does see that there's been considerable destruction. Now, this man is a geologist. This is a very important, almost living experiment happening in front of his eyes. So when he sees this destruction, he puts it in the context of, you know, the whole of the Andes are not destroyed. And it leads him to support Lyell's view that the world is gradually changing. Yes, there are these violent episodes, but they're not such that they take over the whole world. You do not have a universal flood. You do not have a universal catastrophe. If this is the worst that you can have, geology is a relatively slow process. And so he sides with Lyell, who is a gradualist. That will be set the tempo for his entire career. And, you know, then if the world changes slowly, how do organisms adapt to it? Well, through a process of gradual change and not catastrophe. This is an important piece because Lyell doesn't make the step that Darwin does. He's sort of fighting his own step. And seeing that that was kind of really decisive, making Darwin into a Lyellian, which is part of the road to becoming, for Darwin to become a Darwinian.